The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents Jadco and You.
Hi, good to see you. Thanks for coming over.
No problem, man. I hear you've been having a difficult time since you got that notification letter about an anti-doping rule violation. I just wanted to find out, how is it going?
Well, the same substance that showed up in my A sample was also present when they tested the B sample.
So now it will be up to the independent anti-doping disciplinary panel to decide whether or not I will be punished and what that punishment will be.
It's an unfortunate situation for this athlete, but there are provisions to ensure she gets a fair and impartial hearing and resolution. Stay tuned to today's Jatko and You as we listen in on the conversation between these two athletes as they speak about the hearings and appeals process. For tests that were conducted by the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, the commission is responsible for the results management process, and as part of that, they will refer the case of an anti-doping rule violation, ADRV, to the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel. The 9-member panel includes medical, legal, and sports experts who will conduct a hearing, examine evidence, and determine the associated sanction. The chairman will appoint 3 members to deliberate on each case. Regardless of which body conducts the hearing, the athlete's rights will include right to a timely hearing, right to a fair and impartial hearing body, right to be represented by counsel at the athlete's own expense, right to respond to the asserted ADRV, right to present evidence, right to an interpreter, and right to a timely written and reasoned decision.
So, if I decide not to attend a hearing, what will happen?
You have the right to do that, but it means that you will not have a chance to explain anything. If that is your decision, you will need to communicate it in writing. The panel will still deliberate, decide on a sanction, and advise you in writing of the decision and the reasons for that particular decision.
After the panel has reached a decision, the written reasons will also be sent to the athlete's national and international federation, the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA, and other relevant parties who may be affected by the decision.
I think I am going to speak with my lawyer and other members of my support team. I would want to be able to defend myself at a hearing, but I will need the time to prepare my case.
But listen, whatever you do, please don't forget to respond by the deadline that you have been given, okay?
So, the public will be able to hear all that goes on in the hearing?
Well, the law states that the proceedings shall be open to the public, but it's all up to the panel to exercise discretion in certain circumstances and then decide whether or not it is held in private.
Can they publicize the sanction? What if at the end of the day, the panel decides that based on the evidence, I will not be sanctioned? Can they make that public?
Well, if the panel determines that an anti-doping rule violation was committed, their decision can be publicly disclosed and posted on JADCO's website. But if there's no violation or sanction, it can only be publicly disclosed with your approval.
All this changes, however, if there is an appeal against the sanction. Appeals can be made to the Anti-Doping Appeal Tribunal or the Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS. National-level athletes will have to place an appeal before the tribunal and then move on to the CAS if necessary. International-level athletes have the option of making their appeal straight to the CAS. There are several things that determine a sanction, including whether or not it's the athlete's first offense and if they can prove no significant fault or negligence. Sanctions can range anywhere from a public warning to a lifetime ban from sport, depending on the circumstances. Only the Anti-Doping Appeal Tribunal or the Court of Arbitration for Sport have the authority to overturn sanctions imposed by the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel.
There is definitely a lot to think about.
Violating anti-doping rules can be a stressful and expensive process.
Well, I hope the hearing goes well, and I want to advise you next time to just be extremely careful. Just learn the rules, become knowledgeable of the prohibited list, and be extremely vigilant with what you consume or what you do.
Definitely good advice for any athlete or aspiring athlete. For a detailed explanation of the hearing and appeal process, persons can refer to the 2015 JADCO rules, which can be found on the legislation and rules section of JADCO's website, www.jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to contact JADCO at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500, and don't forget to visit their Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.